Welcome to Do a Blessing CNS Church London's podcast, sharing the good news weekly. We hope you are blessed by today's message.
Does it look, why is it white to you? Going on with something. If this room is switched off, lights are switched off and the whole place is dark, it will not be white. Do we agree? You will not see white. You think I'm basically putting on a dark color. What you see is a proper, it depends on the light you are under to be able to see well.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Your perception of life depends on the kind of light you are under to see. So somebody may see something and say, this thing is red. You will say, no, it is blue. The difference at times is the light you used to see. So if a man's light is faulty, what he will see will be different from the whole world, what they are seeing. Even though he is convinced in his mind that this thing, no. So if, assuming somebody is, somebody, you come into a room and the place is dark. And somebody says, I say you're putting on white. No, you're not putting on white. You are putting on, the problem is not that you're not putting on white. The problem is that the light they can use to see is what determines what they see. Does this make sense to us?
Yes.
Now, the intensity of light you are under determines how well you see a particular thing. For those of us who are blessed from Nigeria, there's something they call half current. And there's even half current that comes, there's another current that is low current. that you cannot. You know, when you have to use candle to support electricity that you are using in the room to be able to see, in that kind of light, what you see is different. Because, so what we are talking about as Jesus, as we just quickly look at this scripture this morning, please, man, as John chapter 1, Jesus, the Bible says, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The Bible says, this light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot overcome it. Said there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Let's read on, please, man. Now, the verse 9 is where I'm even coming to for quickly. The Bible says, the true light that gives light to everyone coming to the world. So what the Bible is saying, any human being coming to the world, you need this light to be able to see. So, if you do not have that light, you are already at a point of your vision is skewed. Because the light you are carrying is not the real one. So, the Bible now says, the true light. What does that mean? There are false lights. So, you can carry it and think, people will say, this thing is pink. You say, no, it is white. Why? It is the light that you are carrying. So as we come together to celebrate the lights we are carrying, it is the, my first question is, what kind of light are you under? It is not important for me to ask you whether you are putting on white or not, because you will not know if it is white or not if the light you are under is faulty. Does that make sense? You know, you can go to some places where the light is blue. Everybody in that place will be blue. Why? It is because, and when you're not good at it, I knew that's what you are putting on. That is what he was putting on. It was just that the light you were using to see the person has a problem.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Amen.
So the Bible says that. No, let's go. God bless you, ma. The Bible says, this light, this the true light. Now, because of my time, see, when the Bible says the, that means it's a definite attribute. So when I tell you, go and bring the boy, what does that mean? There is a particular boy that I've asked you to bring. So when the Bible says, the true light gives light to everyone that comes, what he's saying is that Jesus is the true light for anyone to have stand a chance in this world. In this world, that light is the only light you need. Ephesians goes on to say to us, he says, having your eyes, the height of your heart, flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you. What does that mean? Is that, again, like we said, the light will determine what you know and how you understand. When somebody thinks that, this Christianity is terrible, it is the light that they are under. He said, you will know and understand the hope. See, people who want to figure out life, and all they are trying to look for is to look for a light that is different from Christ. People say, see, what we are talking about here, have you heard it before? What we are talking about here, this is not spiritual. Don't put Jesus here. Let us look at this straight on. The problem is that they can look at it straight on, but the light they will be looking at it under will be dodgy. That is why you will see a Christian, the way a Christian interprets a situation will be different from the way another believer sees a situation. And they will say that, don't you understand what is happening? It is not that they don't understand what is happening. It's just that the light, the way they see it, the light they are under is different. People say that with all the problem you have now, rather than do something, it is short that you have to go now. It is, the problem is that the light you are seeing is different. For young people, at times when people say, no, you are not, you are, see, life is move on. The issue is not what is moving on. The issue is that you are operating under two different kind of lights. And that is just a word for any young person who is struggling to say that, you know, I am not accepted among my mates. The problem is not your mate. The problem is that both of you are under two different lights. Both of you are under two different lights. David had this particular issue. When we go to Psalm 73, verses 13 to 17, the Bible says that surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. I have watched my hands and have watched my hand in innocence. How many of us have felt that way? You feel like, no, this Christian life doesn't make sense. With all that I have done, see. He says, all day long I have been afflicted, morning by morning brings new punishment. He said, if I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children. He's talking to God, that God, if all this thing that I am doing, the way I'm talking and behaving, it's just because I just want to look like the bad person. But inside me, I am fed up. So David now went on and says, till verse 17, till I entered your sanctuary and I understood their head. What is David saying? Is that I was confused when I saw people who were not of God prospering, and I did not understand. When I came into the sanctuary of God, I now understood their head. What does that mean? It came under a different light to see that same situation in a different way. That's why the Bible talks about something that is something the Bible calls the peace of God that surpasses understanding. That is things that people cannot understand. You say, why are you such at peace? And you say, I don't know, but I just know that I'm at peace myself. God grant us grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Just quickly. So one of the things that light does is that light has the Ephesians chapter 5 verse 13. One of the things that light does, light reveals, it exposes. Light can, there are certain things about you that you will not see well except you come under a particular type of light. So the Bible says, but all things have become visible when exposed by light, God's presence. He said, it is light that makes everything visible. Can I tell you one thing? For those who have probably studied science, this thing is not blue totally. Who did a bit of physics or whatever it is here? Any physics student? Or transformers of light and things like that. If you move to another level of light, okay, let me put it this way. This is why you have your black and white TV, colored, and all this kind of stuff. The type of light that you come under, that is why when people talk about heaven, the issue is that God is the light. So the beauty of heaven is beyond what you can ever imagine because you are not come under that kind of light. Does that make sense? So imagine you take this to heaven, for example. The color you will see, you'll be like, well, why? It's because it is exposed under a greater light that is greater than the natural. That is why you see somebody will go to who have trance and they'll say, ah, there are certain things I cannot explain it how it looks like. Why? It's because they are under a kind of light that they are seeing it. So it is not difficult when they come to this realm and they are trying to put it into words. It is difficult. And you see Paul struggle with kind things like this. Because you see, there are things that, you know, even if it is in the flesh, I can't say. Why? Because the higher the level of light you go to, the more the beauty of what you think. So as much as you say, ah, this thing is beautiful, when you bring it under a kind of light, you would see, you know, the beauty keeps coming out. So the Bible says that what light does, that it makes everything visible. It makes everything visible. Now I just wanted to point out something to us. At times your heart has some issues in it that naturally now you cannot see. You would think, as far as you are concerned, you would think that there are some things that you are not capable of doing. But that is why only the song says, you know, the Bible talks about earlier that it is the entrance of the word of God brings light. So the CLA song says, Bibeli ni mo toro, owo isi wati urati li, iwo to so bi mo tiri, iwo to so bi mo tiri. See, if somebody told David, that David, you have the ability to kill somebody one day, David would say, no. But there was something in the heart of David that they did not see. So when you come under a kind of light, it has an ability to look for even the deep things that you think you are okay with. And that's one of the things that the word of God does in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. He says, the word of God is alive and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. It penetrates and even divides the soul and the spirit, the joint, and it judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. The more light you come under, I used to say something that when we're in uni, then I said this a few times, is that a rat was going into like I know, but it was a church. But we have something that where the pastor sleep underneath the basement. So there was a rat, and so everybody was trying to kill it. So all the girls went out, and all the boys were in the place trying to kill the rat. So somebody now stoned the rat. Sorry for doing animal lovers. Imagine somebody that stole the rat and killed it, but he did not see that he killed the rat. I saw it, so I now went and took the rat and brought it out. Said, "Ah, but the buyer finally killed it." God said, "Did you kill it?" When you you begin to walk under the deeper light of God, certain things that everybody thinks is okay, you would know that it is not. I shared a couple of times, they were doing, in my previous church, they were doing offering. They had started taking offering in church. So I gave my offering and I went to the toilet. So Baba had said that everybody should dance around and come and give offering in front. I had given my own money. There was nothing left. It was only 1p or 2p that was left in my... You know, at times, you have all this 1p or 2p that hang in your... I now decided to take that 1p and now dance around and I did my hand like this. And now put it in the bag. And immediately I heard God say, you. Why did I do that? Because I was sitting Bible study. Sometimes they will not say that he didn't give. God now said, I saw you, you gave when you left. Now you are not giving so that everybody can see that you gave, even though it is 2p that you gave. And the only reason why you are giving that 2p is just to... No, if you are going to give 2p, you might as well just drop it. But you not did like this. So what you are doing is that, so that they will think that, no, you have dropped something. What was happening? The light of God was saying that even though everybody thinks you are right, I am annoyed with what you just did. See, I am encouraging you because it will save your life. If David had that opportunity of intensity of light, he would know that there is something locking in his heart that except the light of God visits that place, David himself will not know that he has the capability of doing it. So David said in Psalm 139, verse 22 to 23, the Bible says, I hate them that have utmost hatred for you because of my enemies. Now verse 23 says, search me thoroughly, O God. Know my heart. Test me. Know my anxious thoughts. Sorry, the verse, I don't have it there, but the verse 24 says, and lead me into the path of life. What is saying that God put me under a scanner, tests my heart, look for anything that you know could be a problem for me in the future, and please take it out. What David was saying is, please put me under your light. Put me under your light. I'm going to close with this scripture. Sorry, I have two scriptures. John chapter 8, verse 12. The Bible says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but they will have the light of life. Please note the kind of light he was talking about. The light of life. That means a light that is applicable to your daily living. A light that would affect not only your church life, but every aspect of your life. The light of God is not the light of Mori Iroijile. That is not the light of Christ is the light that leads to a life. It's a light that leads to life. But Jesus said, whoever follows me, you will never walk in darkness. Because everything will be visible to you. Challenges may come, but you see it for what it is. People may be panicking, jumping everywhere, but your peace is there. Not that anything is different, but the light you are seeing, the same thing that everybody is seeing. Then you have this common saying, can you not see what is going on? Why are you now like this? Because you are not jumping everywhere, everybody is jumping. You know, one of the greatest points also is that When light comes into you, it grants you your peace. And when you pray and seek God for something, the devil will not take advantage of you by allowing you to do every other thing. Spend all the energy so that by the time God now does what he wants to do, you now say, now why did I waste my time? Have you ever been in that position that you thought that the world is going to end because something had happened? And many years later, you're not looking back, you're not saying, why was I? Well, what is the problem? But you have put your life on hold for that long, not knowing that God will do what he's going to do. God grant us grace in the name of Jesus. So, the word of God is this. The light we celebrate is that this light will give a life to you. But you have to make up your mind to walk under his light. You cannot walk under the light of God if you are an enemy of scripture. Basically, you and scripture, you don't see eye to eye. You cannot sit down to submit yourself to proper teaching of scriptures. I'm not talking about entertainment teaching. Proper scripture of scripture. Do you know what the Bible says? And I'm going to end on that. The Bible says that in the last days, people will not be able to endure sound doctrine. Most of the sermons we are listening to are the ones that say, oh, wow. No, the Bible says there are some sermons you will listen and you'll be, I don't know if that's happened to you. There are days where God will speak to me. I'll be reading the Bible. In fact, there are some sermons that I'm listening to. I was talking to a friend. I said, that sermon I needed to listen to it over 3-4 times. Because what now happens is that somebody now called and my phone now died. And I was happy. You know when the sermon is touching and you say, you don't want to cut. You say, God will know that I cut this thing. You say, okay, let us just endure. So when the phone died, I just said, God, it's not my fault. I wanted to listen to it, but the phone died. So a day later, God said, are you not going to finish this sermon? See, I'm talking about things that you will listen to and you'll be in tears. You'll be feeling, see, the Bible says that the word of God is like a two-edged sword. The problem is that we have found that two-edged sword to fight our enemy. But the Bible did not say that the two-edged sword of scripture is to fight your enemy. It said it is for you. The word of God is to pierce your heart. So if you have not felt the piercing before, you need to move closer. Some of us, you are not moving closer. You know when they want to use sword to touch somebody and you're doing like this. There are some of us that when they say something, when God is talking to you about something, you do like this. You are doing like this. Because he's trying to use the sword to cut something out, or you are trying to avoid. I'll end by saying, Baba Adeboye said, if you don't give up something, it will give up on you. If you don't hand something, it will. If you don't hand that bad habit, it will hand you for life. You cannot go through this world without light. You need the light of Christ. Everybody that is coming to this world, you are designed to rely on the light of Christ. That is how you are made. That's why the Bible says this light is a true light for everyone that is coming. So when a child is coming, it's as if there is already something created inside of them that as they drop into the world, God is saying, no, you only need a particular light to see. God grant us grace in the name of Jesus. That's what I say. Yes.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. Have a blessed week.